Sci-fi. Hey, everybody. Welcome to Real Life Sci-Fi with Wade and Willie. I'm Wade.
I'm Willie.
One believer, one skeptic, and one guest. We're coming to you live from the Midnight Kids studio here on ShrobHomeVideo.com. And with us today, from Brian Weissel's Bunzaverse, it's Brian Weissel, Mirsky.
Hello. Hello, everybody.
How's it going, man? Thanks for being here.
I'm happy to be here. Thanks. Last time we did this was like a Zoom thing. So it's cool to be in person on this stage.
It's good to be live. We have a Patreon, patreon.com/reallifesci-fi. Join us there. We've got two bonus episodes a week.
A week.
Yeah, we really do a lot of work. We do a lot.
We do three episodes a week. We're fun.
Brian, what's new, man?
How do you keep finding things to talk about? Do you ever like double back and realize?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, we're gonna start redoing topics because we can talk the same topic and
yeah.
Totally different every time.
Right on.
Yeah, I think we should just go back to the basics, man. We'll just keep doing the same five topics over and over.
Mermaids again.
Always crazy shit.
Did we do mermaids?
I did mermaids with you guys. We need more mermaid episodes.
Aquatic ape theory is actually pretty compelling.
Oh, okay. I think maybe we talked about that like for a hot minute.
We were talking mostly about that fake documentary that came out. Remember the fake mermaid thing?
Oh, yeah.
I don't remember this.
Fooled a lot of people, but they were...
anything.
I don't know if they were trying to troll people. Just people thought it was real.
A mermaid doc?
Yeah. But it was all made up stuff.
Right.
Other than the blip.
Weissel, how into conspiracy theories are you? Are you into them at all?
I'm more on the Wade's cynical non-believer side of things, unfortunately.
Should we?
Because I think I'd be happier if I was not.
Yeah, if your mind was more free and you could believe in things, it would be more magical, this world.
Yeah, you could
I'm with you. It's
more romantic.
It's a curse when you don't believe in stuff.
You know what, though? Like, if you really believe in magic, it's weird to think that people can curse people and, like, affect people. That's pretty scary, too.
Right.
What? So you're saying ignorance is bliss in that case?
I mean, maybe a little bit.
Right, yeah.
Because then I can get cursed and no, it's not going to happen because I don't believe in it.
Well, the Fisher King, like Robin Williams wasn't a very happy guy, was he?
I have never seen the Fisher King.
I don't remember it, but I think he had he looked kind of crazed to my memory.
He was like a really smart homeless guy, right? Right.
And then it turns out everything he believed was real and I think that was the story. Yeah. I haven't seen that in 30 years, though.
Remember how Jack looked really fun and stuff? Because it's like this adult who's acting like a kid, and then he dies? Doesn't he die in that? Because he's aging so rapidly?
I walked into the theater at the very end. Because I guess I finished a movie. I was like, oh, let me, pop my head into another movie and see what's going on. And it was Bill Cosby. And I was like, what the fuck is going on? He's graduating and he's old from high school. Did you see that?
Bill Cosby?
Yeah, Bill Cosby is playing himself.
And he's at a high school graduation?
And he's congratulating Jack. It's really, really insane. I think you're thinking Benjamin Button.
Well, no, but that's... No? You go backwards.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Jack ages too quickly.
I just remember him graduating and ending with him an old man. He probably... Maybe there was an end crawl, then he died.
Oh, man, that's crazy.
Then he died.
I haven't seen that.
Just in case you were wondering, he died. Should we do the WoW scale, or you just want to be a Wade?
I think there are things that people don't understand. I'm not, so closed off.
Let's just do a lightning.
Magic.
Let's do a lightning WoW scale.
Yeah, quick WoW.
All right.
WoW scale.
WoW scale stands for Wade or Willie. It's a five question quiz. At the end, you will be judged. You will be scored by me. If you're more of a zero, you're more of a Wade. If you're more of a five, you're more of a Willie. Are you ready to be Wade on the WoW scale?
Yes.
First question, three parter. Do you believe in aliens? If so, have they visited Earth? If so, have they visited Earth in the last 300 years?
I believe. In terms of an intelligence elsewhere, yes. I don't believe that they have visited Earth, though.
Fair enough. What are your thoughts on ghosts?
I do not believe in ghosts.
What about Bigfoot?
I do not believe in Bigfoot. I love Bigfoot, though. I think he's a very cool idea. I think I like the idea that this is kind of cool dude out there by himself and
just living life. Just
ultimate hippie.
Hanging out.
Is he sad? I think, like, I don't know.
I think if you go by Harry and the Henderson rules, he doesn't know that he's lonely until he finds a family.
Right. And also, you could take it this way where, like, instead of watching TV, he's just watching humans. So, like, he could be entertained.
Right.
Obviously, he's good at hiding.
Yeah, he's having a good time.
Yeah.
He's chilling.
Yeah, he's throwing trees around and shit. It's fun.
He could just shit anywhere that he wants. And
little side story. We were at a birthday party today, and my kid had to go number two, and I didn't have diapers, and I was, like, in the backyard, and so he just went in the backyard. It was crazy. Didn't think I'd have to deal with that.
Whose backyard?
One of our friends.
Were they cool with it? Like,
yeah, she was really cool with it.
Did you pick it up?
Yeah.
See, this is weird because Willie, I've lived with Willie numerous times for years, and he gags at everything. Everything. My cat would like throw up, and he would like rope it off with tape instead of like
pick it up. Yeah.
And now you're just picking up human shit.
I definitely gag changing his diaper, but
guys that told me the story about the roommate that took a shit and then you put like a glass on top of the shit because you didn't want to clean it?
No. It wasn't us.
Okay.
Sorry to interrupt. Yeah.
It was secretly me. psychics, what are your thoughts on them?
Oh, charlatans.
Yeah, all right.
Absolute charlatans, especially I like those Conjuring movies, but man, what a racket those two got going on and have become mainstream and loved by all.
Wait, what? What are the Conjuring movies?
You even seen the Conjuring films? Like these two psychics that were kind of, whenever something weird would happen, these two kind of paranormal investigators, but I personally think that they're full of shit and they were just whatever they were putting their name in every paranormal case that came out. You guys should do a.
These are real people?
Yeah, yeah. And at the end of the Conjuring films, they show the real life versions of them.
Oh.
And like we're supposed to think, oh, this all really happened. It's all true.
Is Annabelle part of that?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, yeah, all right. Last question, fifth question. Are you superstitious?
No.
Well, I'm afraid you're a one, mm-hmm. which makes you a little bit of a Wade.
I see.
I mean, a little bit of a Willie and mostly a Wade.
Got it.
Because I'm superstitious, he's not. It's a trick question.
Oh, I see. That's interesting.
Yeah. Willie, hit us with the topic.
If tonight on Real Life Sci-Fi, if aliens are observing us, how could we get their attention? And should we get their attention? That's what we're talking about tonight with Weissel. On Real Life Sci-Fi.
Okay. Is there any, like, I mean, everybody knows the satellite that we sent out, right? What was it called?
The Voyager satellite has got a gold disc on it.
The gold record. Carl Sagan gold record.
And it's literally a record? Like, they expect them to, like, put a needle on it?
Well, they have binary instructions on how to play it.
Okay.
Yeah, they left the instructions on how to play it.
Did you know that you can hear a record just with a needle? If you like put your ear up real close?
Yeah. Like the needle going over it vibrates to where you can hear it. And so what record players or vibraphones or whatever do is they amplify that sound. Yeah,
so
pretty cool, right?
They would be able to figure it out, right? If they're like traveling across the universe, they would be able to look at this like analog thing.
I mean, it's pretty intense, but
have you guys heard that record? Because yeah, I listened to it today to prepare.
It says hi in a bunch of languages.
Yeah.
Annyeong.
It's also there's some disturbing kind of scary sounds on it, and I didn't know if that was a good idea. Like an alarm clock going off, like babies crying, roosters. Yeah.
There's and music. Also, it's like slice of life almost kind of thing.
And there's like a spoken word part, but with like electronic beeping sounds behind it. I don't know, man. Maybe the aliens heard this and were like, no, thank you.
Yeah. What are these weirdos doing?
And it gives you a 3D map on how to find us. And it gives you the elements in our solar system and our DNA makeup.
Go into, forgive me, I don't remember, what is the name of the woman, the scientist that Carl Sagan fell in love with while they were making this? Can't remember her name.
I don't know.
She produced that series also, right?
Cosmos?
Yeah, she's a producer.
A producer on Cosmos, and then they fell in love while they were doing this together, and she meditated. And they recorded her brain waves of being in love, and I think that was something else that was a part of it. I might be wrong.
Like audio of that?
I don't understand. Yeah.
Andruian. What? Andruian?
Yeah. Okay.
What is that?
That's her name.
Oh. I thought that was the process of recording the sound of brain waves.
Do we know have you heard of that? Like, can you get something like that and decode it? Can we do?
Well, we definitely have.
No.
You can't decode it. No.
No, because then we would be able to read people's minds.
But I mean, I think that there's definitely secret science doing that stuff.
Uh-huh.
Because you know, like, if you have, you can tell which direction electricity is flowing through a wire. Based on the energy outside of the wire. Because if it's going this way, there's always rotational energy outside of it. And so what they're saying is, if we can map what your brain waves are doing, that can recreate what you're thinking. Like, we're so close to this brainwave technology, or, you know, science, and you know, we're about to get connected to the internet, whether we like it or not, you know, our brains. We used to just, like, hit electricity on parts and be like, okay, this works when you say this or whatever, you know. But that
this
science
works
is definitely
when you
way
say
more.
This?
Well, you know, I mean, just saying, like, brain science used to be like, oh, that's why they used to say we only use 10% of our brains because, like, 90% of it isn't working. I'm like, no, you know, we're not measuring it properly. The extent of the science we have to deal with brains is.
Does that answer your question?
Yes. I feel satisfied. And
well, so here's the weird thing, right? If aliens are observing us and we want to get our attention, like we get their attention, it's like technology is the way to do it, right? And Star Trek's always what we go back to because, like, in their thing, you know, Zephyr and Cochrane, the Vulcans were driving by when we were testing out warp drive. And that's how we entered the Federation.
Star Trek?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
But like, that's a good example of, like, if there's some intelligent aliens out there, like, we're all ants and monkeys until we have technology, right? So, like...
Yeah, unless we're the winners. What if we're in first?
Yeah, if we're in first, we're not...
Well, it doesn't behoove this topic, so never mind. But we could be.
I just think that, like, this is... Sorry if this is kind of like a random thing, but I've been thinking about this story of when I worked in property management, and I had this manager that hated me. Like, he wouldn't even look at me. He would walk in the door and, like, would talk to everybody and wouldn't look at me and would go into his office.
It's a bad manager.
And he wasn't great.
Need some leadership skills.
You would think, like, he would, even if he didn't like me, he would try to help me. So... I'm not good at salesmen either. So there's this thing called when you're in sales, they have these, like, fake people that come and, like, it's called a shop where they come in and they test you. And I got 100% on my shop. I did everything perfectly. So he called me into his office, and like week after week, it was like zero sales, zero, 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 zero. And he sat me down, and I mean, part of me feels bad for him, but he's kind of a shithead too. So he sat me down, and he should be there for me.
Yeah.
Instead of this, do this. I saw you do this. Maybe don't do that and try this. But what he's told me was, you are doing everything correct. I can't fault you on your methods, on what you're doing. But what you're doing is failing. It doesn't work at all. So what I want you to do is to do anything that's different, because it's impossible to do worse. So anything that you do that's different will be good, because how could you get any worse?
What an asshole. It sounds really bitter.
Yeah.
Like why, like, it's like he's making money off of you, and so, like, you're not making him money, you know?
Yeah, but I agree with him, though.
But if he's
like, yeah, I guess it's not working. Do something different.
But if he's passing at what he should be saying and whatnot.
It's well, like, no, listen, there's better ways to do it, but like.
So what I'm trying, the reason why I told that little story is because, like, all right, we've sent gold-plated records into space.
Right.
We're sending radio waves.
Yeah.
We're doing all the contact stuff. None of it works. Nothing we've done has succeeded. So what I'm saying is maybe we should do very unscientific things.
Well, and I'm glad you brought that up, because that's why I think, like, I believe aliens are here, and that's why I think they're here, because all of a sudden, once we started setting nukes off, they started observing us.
Okay.
All of the biggest sightings, even Roswell, are all centered around.
Well, but I want to explore what the non-scientific ideas are.
I mean, I have some ideas, but I feel like maybe we should talk about this.
Oh, no. Like, you know. Like, you guys don't think aliens are here, but I do. So I want to know what you guys think we should do to get their attention. You know,
but this is interesting. So after nuclear events, like, has it even occurred when, like, a nuclear reactor has gone off?
Well, I mean, you know,
it's just bombs.
There definitely are. So where Roswell happened, supposedly there was a downed craft. That base was the only base in the world that had bombers that had nukes on them. So it gives a reason for them to be there observing.
There's a lot of stories of, like, nuclear power plants that, like, get shut down, and they don't know why. And then they see, like, lights and shit.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
There's some big ones out there where a UFO would show up and then kill the base. And it's like, oh, fuck, these are gonna go off right now. And then they get turned back on. Just to, like, I forget the name. Was it Robert Jacobs? I forget. Anyway,
it doesn't matter.
There's some Air Force stories out there. They haven't been out, because most of the stories are like, cow mutilations and scary abductions. Like, this, you know, and this is scary too. But what's not scary about it is, the nukes didn't go off. So it's kind of like in your face, saying like these can't hurt us, and we could hurt you with them. And I know that's a lot of supposing, but if this really did happen, then, and they shut down a nuclear base and then left it alone, it's kind of like, I mean, that's a pretty big statement.
But we are supposing that we haven't made contact, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
So what, I think we trashed the place, right? And then, we're kind of trying to do that anyway. Maybe we should trash other planets, and then they would show up and be like, these guys.
Well, that was one of my ideas, actually.
Yeah.
Was to actually more pollution here.
Yeah.
To make it, to accelerate it to such a degree that, which is going to happen, but do it faster.
There's so much water here that if there's aliens just coming up, taking water and leaving, it would affect them.
Right. But if we...
They'd have to step in.
It's kind of like...
Get rid of us or tell us to do
better. Yeah, and this is if they're, like, kindly Star Trek aliens. This is kind of a big gamble.
Right.
It's to, all right, our species is about to go extinct. Are you going to do something? What are you going to do for me?
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
So, but to do that, it might be for the best. Cause like if we do it slowly, then they might just fly away. And, but if we do it quickly, they're like, holy shit, we got to help them now.
Yeah.
So that is a good idea, perhaps.
Yeah, I think we'd need to take it further, though. I think we need so much. First off, get rid of the ozone layer. And then
they fixed that. Didn't they fix that?
I feel like maybe they did. You don't hear about it anymore.
Because, whatever we did. I think
that it fixes itself if you just slow down.
But,
you know, like
if we just like we're sending just like toxins into space, I don't know that the toxins would survive in space because I don't understand space. But maybe if they did, they would go far enough and then the aliens would be like, they're trashing our.
Right. Like, what if we just start sending nukes out in every direction?
Yes.
Well, this is a kind of a separate idea, but it kind of goes along with the pollution. But in terms of what if, because like we know on Earth, at least, that different species have, you know, different abilities that surpass humans. For example, like sense of smell, you know, dogs and et cetera, blah, blah, blah. But like if we made the Earth smell like so bad, if we made the Earth smell like shit, so that like aliens will like smell it. Like,
you're
what the
smelly
fuck
kid
is
in
that?
The solar system. Like, you guys got to clean up.
The problem is, what if we smell good? To them.
Well, that's good,
aliens.
Too. They'll come anyway. Because what we're trying to do is to get them here to talk to us.
Right.
So
they would vacation here and stuff.
Like, you know, we could, I think, I mean, this is Batman 66, but like, I know the Joker was able to turn liquids into powder. I think he turned like
rehydrated pirate.
Yeah. So like if we turn the ocean into powder, and all the fish died, it would smell really bad. So I think the smell would be so bad that they would come.
Well,
or good.
What if instead of polluting the Earth, we just start polluting space, right? Just send our garbage into space.
Yeah. Well, like we have a ton of garbage in the orbit, right?
Yeah, but that's all just broken up metal from like other crafts. So it's not really, they call it junk, and the debris is going fast enough to like put holes in.
I'm terrified of that, of the collision theory.
Yeah.
What's the collision theory?
If one thing, and because like there's so much junk in orbit that if one thing hits something, it will hit, if in a satellite gets hit, all of our satellites will like all the satellites will get destroyed. Become a ricochet effect. We'll fuck up like entire modern civilization.
What was the thing recently where Russia blew up one of their own satellites testing out their new weapon technology, and all of the people of the ISS had to like get ready to get out of it in case all the debris was going to hit them, because they were doing it in the same height orbit, whatever, of the ISS space station. Did you hear about that?
No.
I mean, like, they almost had to evacuate. But, I mean, it's pretty serious.
I didn't hear about this. And do we need satellites?
I think, I mean, isn't most 5G?
I guess maybe you're right. Like, because, like, were we happier before the internet?
Oh, for sure. The internet sucks. I mean, I know it's good for, like, somebody.
It's good for people making money and maybe the advancing of technology and information, but it's really bad for humans interacting.
Right? I miss, like, just going to websites and, like, the website would have its own community and, like, you can go to the forum on that. Everything is now on Reddit. Or just you've got these private little Discords, which is kind of like an oasis. But it no longer feels like you can establish little communities online, and now it just feels like this weird space.
Yeah, where everybody's there, and then everyone can all you can be on your specific site, but then people can start spouting political stuff everywhere. It's pretty...
I remember, like there was a website, fartdart.com, and, like, the web domain was, like, $25,000 or something. And, like, web domains, nobody gives a shit anymore. Like, you can have... Yeah. water.com and nobody gives a shit
.qxyt like it doesn't matter, like you can cut and paste it or there's a link. You don't need to like memorize it or have it be able to remember what the dot is after.
What was fart dart?
I used to send it to friends because it was like, I think our friend James Atkinson showed me that, but like the web domain was just so expensive, and I looked it up recently and it was like $15, and I got really sad. It was like fartdart.com used to be so expensive.
I'm sitting on all the Wade Randolphs. There's a different Wade Randolph out there, and he's a motivational speaker.
I remember that. Yeah.
And so I got to get to everything before he does and just nab up all the Wade Randolphs.
Did you get the new, like, .biz and .info?
I didn't do any of that. But I just mean like Twitter, like when a new Twitter comes out or Instagram something, yeah. I just have to get Wade Randolph.
You get
first.
The TikTok?
No, I don't think so. I can't remember. Maybe I did. I don't know.
I think you did.
All right, check me out on TikTok. It's Wade Randolph, probably.
Do you think you're the bane of his existence? Like, I'm a motivational speaker.
I hope so. I hope that like he's out there going, "Who the fuck? Why is this guy
people?" Yeah.
And I'm also a clown, too. Like, you go to WadeRandolph.com, it's me, like, drying off after a shower. And, like, I know that he's like, fuck. What people are going to think that's me, that I'm responsible for this. I love it.
When I got the, I think I had Cheese Frog, the YouTube, but there was this guy who was a street racer named Cheese Frog. And I just remember going, like, getting kind of mad because he had more hits than me. I was like, that fucker. Like, no one knows. You can't be a street racer named Cheese Frog.
Why not? That's an awesome street racer name. What do you think street racers should be named?
Oh, I something with
Turbo Man
Z in it. Yeah. Turbo Man.
Oh, shit. You're right. That's a thing. Fuck.
I felt like the... I had this TV show called Hot Streets at one point, but I remember, like, for whatever reason, the most stoked I had ever been was that we got the rights to the name Hot Streets, and there was, like, a movie in production, like an independent movie, and there was a trailer, because I looked it up, and it was called Hot Street with one T. I'm like, dude, like... It must have been called Hot Streets. And if you look at the logo online, there's like an S that's like obscured. So it was Hot Streets. Yeah. And they're like, what the fuck is this cartoon with this fucking dog? We made this movie. We killed ourselves making this movie. And there's this fucking dumb cartoon.
And they had to be cool, right? Can't make a Hot Streets movie and not be cool.
It was like I think it was like a dance movie.
Ooh.
Like, oh, I kind of want to see it, actually.
Yeah, we should watch it. Let's get together. So outside of polluting, Willie, I don't know. You got any ideas for reaching the aliens?
Well, I mean, just a little backstory first. Like, our sun was formed at the tail end of star formation in our little part of the galaxy. And so, like, most stars around us are like billions of years older. So if there is an intelligent species out there that has lasted millions of years, like, you know, that's what you would expect, that they would be the space travelers, not some young hot shits. And so, like, we're the young hot shits, you know? And so I'm on the realm of...
What, we should, like, send up some hard candies or something? Like, things well, old people like?
Well, I
jazz
think
music?
That, like, science of the future... I know that we've heard this quote before. I forget who said it, but that, like, technology that's more advanced than you will look like magic, you know? And so, like, the more that I look into how things work and, like, you know... Even brain waves and everything on the minuscule level, like, we are greater than any computer we could ever create. So I'm like, it makes me go, I think consciousness and connecting to the universe through meditation is a way to get them. I think maybe that's so. Like, I'm on that
the transcendental meditation, kind of connected minds.
I think that's why I'm such a fan of Stephen Greer. Like, I think he's doing it right, trying to like why. Listen, what are the smartest animals on this planet? You know, like, if we could talk
we are,
but what else is out there? Like, you know how smart orcas are? They're so fucking smart that they know how to fish even, you know?
Yeah. They don't meditate.
But like, that's what I'm saying. Like if we could communicate with them, most of the smartest animals on the planet are basically just good at surviving and hunting. So like, there aren't animals doing creative things out there. And so, like...
Well, it's hard when animals... Like, the self-aware part is kind of important, I think, to have that kind of connected feeling that you would want, that the spread kind of a consciousness.
Yeah. And so it makes me parallel the idea of if you could do something that was like art, or to show... That you could see from far away, so it makes me think of
like Nazca, a giant Burning Man,
the Nazca lines, right? So they're giant drawings that you can only see from way high up, and so it's like trying to get the attention of somebody out there, maybe, or how the pyramids mirror the stars. So like, if you're flying over, I'm like, hey, that looks like that constellation. These guys might be smart.
Do you think?
I'm sorry to cut you off. But, like, we made up those constellations.
Yeah, but they... Sure. But like, the pyramids, it's not... They're not following a constellation. That they're mirroring stars within a constellation. So there's definitely...
But they're specific stars, though. Well, the aliens wouldn't know what we're looking at.
They've got so many other stars to look at.
Yeah, that's their life, man.
Well,
traveling around looking at stars.
But like, have you ever, like, you know, like...
Like one of those Hollywood bus tours.
Whenever I go traveling into a new place, I learned this from a French teacher. Every now and then you got to turn around so you see what it looks like behind you, because it looks different in the other directions.
Well,
so it makes me say, like, if you were flying around, would you look at...
Is that a poster? Did they get that off of a poster?
I just think, this is kind of thinking as a human, but along that line of thinking, as a human being, you might travel to a place to experience something unique. So I think, you know, the aliens, to get them to Earth, what is so unique to them that they would want to come here?
New York.
I think we should send... New York is like sending, like, put them, give them like tickets to Broadway, but like maybe we send them like a hamburger made out of humans into space.
Whoa!
Ooh,
what you want?
Because
them
like to they t- want they would think this is delicious.
And then
I gotta come here.
Eat us?
We want them to come here, right? I think that's the goal.
Not if they're gonna eat us.
Hey, no, we'll give you 3 countries worth of people. Just leave our country alone. You can have Australia, and
I mean, we could send them just like a regular hamburger, so they just want to eat the cows.
We should feed them India, because they're all like vegetarians, so they probably would be healthier.
The best meat.
Yeah, right? That's how it works with cows.
What do we not like to eat? Is there something that, cockroaches?
Ooh.
We send them like the most delicious cockroach recipe, and they come... Like, we want your cockroach. Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Take mosquitoes? What about mosquitoes?
Mosquitoes,
if we get
mice,
enough mosquitoes, right? Together?
Yeah, cockroaches and mosquito.
Not
mice.
Rats, maybe. Mice are cute.
All right. Well, and rats have got a lot of big meat.
Mice are cool, but the rats are spread all the diseases.
Yeah, rats are the bad guys.
Rats, mosquitoes, and
cockroaches.
Yeah.
We don't like cockroaches.
Can we put silverfish in there? I fucking hate those.
What about geese? What do they do?
Do you guys get those silverfish?
Yes. Yes, dude.
Fuck. They eat paper.
I don't like also, what are those eels, those crazy, scary eels? Like God, I want to say Midori, but that's
I don't
so
know any
wrong.
Type of eel.
But there's like these scary fucking eels underwater, and I fucking saw one when I was scuba diving, and it scared the shit out of me. It can't
moray eel.
Moray, yeah. They should take those as well because they're just so terrifying.
Water monster snakes.
What about those fish that look like a dude with a big nose?
We want to protect those because
oh, we like them.
Yeah, the wade fish. Kind of
funny.
The wade fish. No, just kidding.
I always call
we
those,
like them. They're like little guys. Look,
I always call those librarians. Whenever we're hey, look, here comes a librarian. Only because it's not attached to any race of any.
That could create like an Independence Day scenario where they like we give them the cockroaches. Yes, mosquitoes. We want the human face fish. I don't know, man.
Nah, we can't do it. They're too funny looking. We gotta save those guys. What else do I hate?
Well, obviously termites and stuff. But like, of all the like, what about pigeons?
You said geese. I'm on board with geese because like, what? All they do is shit. They don't do anything.
And what about like big game animals too? Like do deer really elk? Do they really do stuff?
I feel like people wouldn't want those. I feel like if Earth as a whole would not like that, I think they would be cool. Like yes, mosquitoes, deer and elk, dude, man, we like those. They're cool looking.
Yeah, they look too cool. They're majestic.
Well, what is there things that are overpopulated?
Got to pick ugly things.
Yeah. Okay.
I do like
rabbits.
The idea though of just sending burgers out.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, like
just launching burgers.
Can we 3D like 3D printers? Like you know, we can set up a 3D printer that just like is a.
If you're a burger joint,
like a
now is
or
the
something?
Best time to compete with Elon Musk and all these rich guys that are like. You think that they're smart because they just have all this money and their names on everything. They're fucking idiots.
That David Bowie thing was so embarrassing. Continue.
Like, what if McDonald's is like, hey, we're going to send out some try to get some aliens here. We're sending out food. They just send fast
food. Dude, McDonald's
is a
good idea. I mean, I can't eat McDonald's, but that it is delicious.
And that would be a huge publicity stunt that would, you know, it's like it's dude, just as important as sending Shatner into low Earth orbit.
They would
go to space.
They would get skewered. You can't. They're just going to send burgers. And first of all, how are they doing that?
They put it in a gold record that has instructions on how to open the wrapper.
Yeah.
What if we don't do that and then the rapper's their favorite part and then they show up for that? They're just giant silverfish who come for the paper.
Well, we could send them human burgers at first and then tell them like bait and switch them into like something that we don't want.
It's so weird that you want them to eat humans.
I'm just trying to get them here. I think I know that humans are supposed to taste like it's supposed to taste pretty good.
According to, like, Hannibal Lecter?
Well, like, there are people that are, like, surgeons that are working on humans. Like, if you're using, like, a laser on
a
person,
like, smells
it smells like delicious bacon.
Oh, my gosh. Of course it does, right? The reason why bacon tastes good is because we just feed them anything. Like, just fill them up, and that's all we do is just fucking eat.
Yeah, so I think, you know,
I don't think that's correct.
I'm only like ethically I'm against it unless you have to remove your leg, etc. Ethically, I don't think people should do this.
We don't have room to bury people anymore. We could make burgers out of them and send them out.
Ethically, you're against it unless you have to remove your leg?
Yeah, like you have a disease where you have to remove your or your
but then we're sending them like diseased leg burgers.
No, I mean you were injured in a war and your leg has to come off and it's a perfectly good leg.
Got it. meat wise.
Yeah, the meat is good.
Yeah.
I mean, the idea is to get the excite them to come here.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Cuz if we send them the mosquito cockroach burger, like, I mean, I don't think maybe that will excite them.
We're the best at this. We need to send out video commercials of hey, visit Earth.
Ooh, could we get Rhett and Link to make them? Those fucking guys. I'm on record.
I'm like, if you could send, we have the technology to make a hologram commercial to visit Earth and just send it out on a little bubble.
Well, I think we should do like laser light show.
Ooh, if we did a laser light show every Sunday.
Just everyone in the world
right, yeah.
does a laser light show.
Well, it's
that's a pretty good idea.
That would say that fun. Because like when you look at SETI, right, the search for extraterrestrial intelligence, we've been searching the galaxy for radio waves, assuming that, well, if they're smart, they're using radio waves.
Mm.
Now we're looking for lasers.
This is a
finally.
Good. I'm just thinking, yeah, like this is kind of human thinking, but a laser show as a human, I would fly to the planet that has the laser show. I'd be like, I want to see the
dude.
Laser show.
Nobody doesn't like laser shows.
We could put on, I mean, Pink Floyd's the first thing that comes to mind, you know.
Well, that was the thing, too.
No, you ruined it.
What if we put a laser
Sid
show
Barrett,
on the
Sid
moon?
Barrett Pink Floyd. That's pretty cool.
What the fuck?
You don't know the Sid Barrett Pink Floyd?
I don't want Pink Floyd involved
that's Sid
in
Barrett,
this.
We'll talk about this later, but okay. Sid Barrett Pink Floyd is a different animal.
All right. Well,
but,
trust me.
Because, like, they started, like, yeah, we'll never know.
I think, Pantera.
Well, this is kind of...
Avenged Sevenfold.
I'm glad we're talking about this because the Golden Record, they sent a bunch of music up.
Yeah.
And, like...
There's a bunch of samples from music all around the world.
Yeah,
and there's definitely
and not,
a lot of classical
some of it,
stuff.
Some of it isn't good.
Like
yeah.
what?
Like, all right.
I think
I'm not
going to
sound xenophobic,
like
but this is like a 2,500 years old. They picked like a Chinese song that's 2,500 years old. I think it's called like "Flowers in the River" or something.
I don't remember.
It's something flowers yeah. something, but it's not good. Like they could have picked a more modern Chinese song that was like good. So, like, if they picked better songs...
Can you give us a little taste of what that might sound like?
It's... Yeah, I'll do, like, a real... I've had a couple White Claws, so maybe a little bit. It's just,
it's
like...
my goal
it's
to
just,
get every
it's
guest
just
canceled.
Plucking, it's random plucking is what it sounds like, and I'm sure...
They tried to be arbitrary, you know. They try, you know, for reals. But they also have the... museum curation mind.
But you're right. It's like, who cares about that? That's not around anymore.
Yeah.
Like, we should have just put out
put
contemporary
the Beatles on.
Stuff.
I mean, they put like Chuck Berry on there. That's cool. And like they didn't like. I think we could find songs that aliens would like more ultimately.
Well, and it's weird too because like music is. I don't know. Music, I think, in my life, is the thing that talks to me the most. But it's weird to like, you know, have you guys experienced animals liking music?
No.
Like if you don't grow up with, I mean, like music could be pretty scary to an alien.
What the fuck is this? The Stravinsky was pretty scary.
What's that?
Stravinsky?
The music?
It was an orchestral composition that's pretty intense, but it's really good.
Okay.
Well, but here's the thing. what if aliens are just not creative at all? Like, what if they don't have that?
Right.
And so when they hear music, they're just like, what the fuck? Like, what? No.
I'm not going there.
That's weird, and it doesn't appeal to me in any way.
You have technology, and you're doing this?
Yeah, you could have cured cancer by now. And you're writing songs about love?
Well, like...
whatever.
That's another thing that, like, just talking about love, because, like, human beings were kind of guided by our libido. So if we made that, if we made ourselves sexually appealing to aliens, they might want to come here and want to, like, fuck us.
Yeah, interesting. Okay.
So if we sent, like, the Dennis Hopper, like, Blue Velvet, I'll fuck anything that moves, if we sent that, I'll be like... Ooh, they might want to fuck me.
Yeah, we could score. They send all their virgins, all their losers.
Yeah. It would be
hey,
funny.
You guys, you can finally get laid and be cool like us.
If we the big campaign to send stuff into space in the future is like all sex based. Like, all right, you know, we've got domineering people. We've got like you know, turn the lights off people. We've got, you know,
voyeurs.
I think, though, a lot of humans, even no matter how disgusting these aliens look, there will be people that will want to fuck them.
Oh,
so we can guarantee that to them.
There's people out there that are like asexual. The aliens show up, they're going to be like, that's my thing.
Right. Finally.
I didn't know it.
Click.
Fucking
I'm ready.
Finally. Let's do
it. I get it like, now.
I've made a planet, but I like this.
I mean, we could send them a bunch of like porn.
They might be frightened by porn because, like, I don't know if you saw.
I'm just saying what we did. Music didn't work.
What when I was yeah. I'm just saying I saw porn too young, and I was like scarred by it. And so, what if they're like, what if they are like, what if they can self-replicate or something, and they don't understand like what the fuck is going on?
Right?
They're like, these people are just being very gross with each other.
Yeah,
I am not going to that planet where they put things into other.
Inserting
well,
into
then
holes.
Then we need to send when we send stuff out now. We need to send the good version and the bad version. Whoever's in charge of that, like, show some good teeth and some bad teeth, and like pictures of that, or like try not to be judgmental, but like show different versions of the same thing. Like here's. Here's a guy with a beard. Here's one without one. You know, and here's
what do you think? We serve us all
for the sex.
Yeah, yeah. So it's like, oh, here's. So you have to make videos of how everybody does all the sexes and put them all into one
man,
tape.
What a dream! Can I make those videos? I mean, what other like appealing things are there? Food, sex.
Music, food, sex, music. I mean, just thinking of travel reasons why, you, as a human being,
yeah,
why
like
you
why
travel.
You would go somewhere. Laser show,
experience
we covered.
Well,
something
like,
unique.
Like picture, yeah. Picture how many. I've been personally, I don't like modern art, and I've been to a lot of modern art exhibits, and I don't know. I'm just so annoyed with modern art that maybe. Maybe they. So not that.
We should also, but maybe we send JoJo's Bizarre Adventure as a modern art example. That's great. We send JoJo's Bizarre Adventure into space.
What's that?
It's my favorite. It's a manga. It's also an anime, but it's I recommend it to aliens and human beings.
What is it called?
JoJo's Bizarre Adventure.
But it's manga sex.
It's not. It's sexy. It's sexy men, sexy men.
Sexy men.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I think we should send that into space.
Yeah, we should send the gamut of all the Japanese stuff. Tentacle porn.
They've got a lockdown on everything, I think.
Yeah. Panties, send that up.
Yeah, I never got like why you would want the actual panties. I never like I'm trying to get that. I wish I'd liked that. Like, if a girl gave me panties and I was to smell it and be happy, like, that's pretty cool if you were that person.
Right. Yeah. I never understood either. I didn't.
Yeah.
I'm with you.
You gotta be a little bit of a freak. No judgment, just a little bit of a freak.
But the idea that you could go to a vending machine and get one is pretty cool.
I was watching this like live cop show the other day, and they pulled this dude over, and he was like this old fucking busted up dude, and in one pocket he had like five or six pairs of panties, and in the other pocket he had a used condom, and they were like, why? And he's like, because my wife might find it. And they're like, just flush it. And he's like, sometimes they don't go down. And it's like, what? Why is putting it in your pocket better? It doesn't make any sense.
He wanted to keep it. He's lying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I mean, I could maybe he was trying to go somewhere else to get rid of it. But yeah, if it doesn't make sense, it's probably lying.
Anyway, I'm sorry. That was just maybe we could send used condoms. Right? They might be into it.
Well, I mean, if we sent actual
those are future
semen
babies.
And eggs, that would be crazy. If we sent semen and eggs into space, they would. All right, let's put these two.
And then they just make humans.
Yeah.
And then those humans are real fucked up, and they like come to Earth, and they're like, "Hello,
what do you like to do?"
I love this idea, actually.
I'm one of you. What do you like to do?
Are you going to the laser show?
Their favorite songs on everything is that's on that golden record. Yeah. Even like the alarm clock.
Yes, the alarm clock.
Just start dancing.
I thought it was early for this song, but it's a good time.
All right, we're coming up against it. You want to get into some kind of final thoughts here? Is it too early? I mean, we got 4 minutes.
We're there. It, you know, like,
I think we've come up with a lot of great ideas.
I think a lot of people always bring up the Fermi paradox, where it's like, well, if there's aliens, how come they're not out there? And I'm just like, the last thing you want to do, I think, in space is let people know that you're out there. Plus, I think it's very egotistical to be like, well, how come they haven't said hi to us? You know, we're pretty fucking smart. I'm like, you could take all of our water without us knowing. So you don't need to get to know us.
But you're living in like a weird sci-fi world where they could suck up all of our water. Where's it going to go?
Well, and to me, it's just kind of like, kind of like a refueling thing. Like, what, you know?
I think they could make water if they wanted water.
I think so too. We could make water. But it's this scary thing where I don't think our society's ready to welcome aliens because we can't even welcome ourselves, you know? But it would change things, I think, in a good way. To acknowledge that intelligent life is out there. I think it makes our world smaller in a way that makes it easier to be more forgiving for, you know, everyone's got their own issues and whatnot. So all I'm saying is I think that if we're going to try to get the attention of aliens, we should probably get along a little better first.
Yeah, but come on. You just castrated the entire topic. You just said everything we talked about we shouldn't do. And I think we should definitely make a human burger and send fucking sperm and eggs. It's going to be awesome.
I think it's good to talk about these things to get it in people's mindsets that, like, yeah, we should consider what aliens would be like before they get here. Only to have a perspective instead of being shocked.
All right. Why so? Do you care about this?
Oh, I feel like we did a pretty thorough job of coming up with ideas that the other scientists do. I felt like we came up with out of the box creative ideas that will actually work.
Yeah. No, we did for sure.
Are we going to eat? I mean, are people going to want...
Hang on. We got a minute left.
Oh, yeah.
Let's do a buzzer beater question here from our Discord. We've got a Discord if you can find it. I don't know. Patrick R., let's get some William Wade Christmas song and movie recommendations, even though I know you hate these types of questions, LOL. Got any?
I heard that... Well, let's see. Christmas movie for me... I mean, obviously Die Hard. It is a Christmas movie. There's Christmas music all over it.
Yeah. I have
it's got
thoughts.
Christmas music.
I have thoughts.
You heard
on
it here, folks.
It's a bad faith argument between two people who refuse to acknowledge the other. Like
who cares if
who cares
if Die Hard is a Christmas movie or not?
Exactly. And here's what I'll say about Christmas movies: every Lifetime Christmas movie is amazing. If there's magic, even better.
Ooh,
I love any kind of magic, like talking animals.
Oh,
Christmas
movie
is good.
Wade, you're
like,
speaking
to yeah.
the
soul
right
stuff
now. Like
yeah.
that.
Talking
Santa
animals.
Buddies and shit. So that's what I would recommend.
I like that. I didn't think about it, yeah.
Yeah, music, I don't know. Fucking whatever. Jingle Bells.
I like the Hall & Oates Christmas album, yeah.
All right, we got to wrap it up. Thanks, everyone, for listening and watching. And we'll be here next Sunday. Shrobhomevideo.com. Weissel.
Watch Bunzaverse is coming next.
I blew it. I didn't use the Christmas thing.